Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. You are listening to God's Favorites radio program coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. We pray that you are listening in and that we may say something to uplift you. We may say a prayer that may cause healing. We don't know exactly what you be going through, but God knows. He's the all-knowing God. Praise God. He is holy, and we worship him. Yes, he's holy. We worship you, Lord. We worship. You are worthy. Yes, you are, God. You are worthy, 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 God, are you, Lord. Oh, only you, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, you are mighty. Yes, you are mighty, God. Oh, God, you are mighty. Oh, God, yes, you are. Oh, you are mighty, God, hallelujah. Oh, yes, you are mighty. Yes, you are holy. Yes, you are the almighty God. Oh, we worship you, God. Yes, God. In all of your beauty, all of your holiness, all of your graciousness, God, all your mercy. Oh, you are holy. Holy, 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 holy. Yes, Lord, holy, 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 holy. Mighty God are you. Oh, in your presence, God, we ask you to come in tonight, God. Be with us, oh, God. Up with us, oh God. Speak through us, oh God. Speak to your people, God. Everyone that listens to this program, God, open up, oh God, to them, oh God. Oh God, as we come into your presence, enter in, oh God, allow us to worship you, oh God, with our whole heart, mind, and soul. Oh, we need you, God. That's why we want you to come in, God. We need you, Father. Oh, we cry, holy, holy, holy unto you, oh, God. Oh, yes, God. Yes, you are holy. Yes, you are holy. Yes, you are holy, Lord. Oh, touch your people tonight, God, in every way, God. Oh, God, heal tonight, God. Oh, God, turn things around for the good, God. Lord God, oh, God, touch that son tonight, God. Lord God, that's gone astray, God. Touch that daughter tonight, oh, God. Lord God, that has strayed away. God, there is one missing and a daughter tonight, God. Bring her home, God. We have a missing daughter tonight, a missing with her child, God. God, we praying, oh, God, that they are all right. They say she is on medication, God. We pray, God, wherever she may be, God, her and that baby is protected, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, we pray for our husband and our wives. We pray for our marriages, God. Lord God, that they'll find love, God, and know, oh God, that love is forever, God. Let men know how to love their wives. Women know how to love their husbands, oh God. Children will be obedient to their parent, oh God. Oh God, that's why we cry holy unto you, God. Because we know, God, you the all-knowing God, and you can do anything but fail, God. Oh God, you are our God. Yes, God. When we know who you are to us, oh God. God, we can cry out to you and we can reach out to you. We can lift up our eyes unto the heavens from whence cometh our help. Because all of our help cometh from you, God. Oh God, you are so awesome. Yes, God, you are so awesome. In all of your ways, God. We direct our minds to you, oh God, Lord God, and we command the evil forces to leave our mind that tries to attack our mind where the battlefield is going on, God. Give us clear minds, oh God, mind, oh God, that our mind can be stayed upon you, God. No wavering, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we pray tonight, God, unto you, Jesus. Lord God, those that may be hungry tonight, God, that they shall be filled spiritually and physically, God. Oh, God, we pray for those, oh, God, Lord God, in foreign countries, oh, God. Lord God, that may not have proper food in God. Lord God, food, God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, it'll be provided, God. Lord, you're a provider, you said you was, God. And Lord, you told us to pray ye one for another, God. Yes, God. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father. Lord God, you tell us to never forget about the poor, God. Oh, God, because when we cry, God, you won't hear us. We want the, oh, God, the poor, oh, God. Oh, Father God, the needy, oh, God. Those that, oh, God, are in dying need, God, be provided for, God. Oh, Lord God, because you have no respect of person, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we call upon you. We lean upon you. We believe on you. We trust in you, God. Who else? Who else? Who else, oh, God, can we go to but you, oh, God? Who else, oh, God? Oh, God. Oh, God, you know. You know that that is in pain, God. You know that one, oh, God. Oh, God, that's going to the hospital. Miss Mildred called, and she said she's going in the hospital to have surgery, God. Oh, God, touch it. We had one of the deacons. When we woke up this morning, he was gone, God. Be with the family, oh, God, at the church, oh, God. Oh, Father God, as they moan, many moan that we don't know about, God. Many are sick that we don't know about, God. Oh, God, but you know, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, just go be there with Miss Mildred as she lays there and they open up that artery, God, and release it, God. Lord God, I told her, don't even have no fear, but go in there, God, resting in you, God. Lord, knowing that you're going to bring her back out whole, God. Let that artery be released, God, so the blood can flow through the arteries in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for everyone, oh, God, that calls in for prayer, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that they shall be healed by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one? Son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet, or whatever you may be going through tonight, or whenever you may be listening to this program, God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, he bids us to come unto him, all that labor and are heavy laden, and he will give us rest. Yes, God is our rest. God is our peace. God is our comforter. God is our healer. God is everything that we need. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Oh, that son and that daughter, God, we bring them up to you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, we bring the parent up to you, Lord God, that's having problems, don't know what to do, God. Lord God, we, oh, God, we just know that you're going to keep them through the storm, oh, God. They're going to come out of this thing, yes, Lord God. Oh, God, them children, all them backsliders going to come back in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, heal, God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we praise you. We praise you. Yes, we praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everyone that's behind prison walls tonight, Lord God, shake them, oh God. Shake them, oh God. Oh God. Oh Father God. Oh Father God. Shake them, oh God, and draw them close to you. No matter where they are, whether they are in the corridors, whether they are in the cafeteria, whether they're out on a playground, wherever they may, God, you can touch anywhere, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. And they be set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, let them, oh, God. Oh, God, lay every weight aside that so easily beset them, God. Whatever they done, know that if they call upon you, God, you will forgive them, oh, God, of every sin, oh, God, that so easily beset them. Yes, God. Lord, you won't hover that thing over them, God. Set them free, set them free, set them free. Let them be free by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God, praise God. Well, we are so glad you're here with us tonight. At this time, I'm going to let Sister Peggy Biden come in, and then I'll be back. Praise God. Sister Biden.
Well, this is a great week. We have lots of praise reports to give you. And this is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Area code 504-347-5797. Isn't it wonderful that you can hear us on Sunday nights at 7 p.m.? And on Friday nights, we have a beautiful program which is called Victorious Living, which is part of God's favorite radio program. Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Be a great listener and call this number, area code 714-409-0578. You will be blessed. Remember to tell somebody about Sunday nights, God's favorite radio program with Pastor Evangelist Vivian George, and on Friday nights, Minister Janice Williams with Victorious Living. Yes, we are facing a beautiful week, a week of praise and everything that's going to go right, because Jesus, as we begin our Easter week, he has given us life abundantly, and he has given us the spirit of choosing where we would like to be. In Mark 9:30, Jesus talks about his death. When Jesus and his followers left that place and went through Galilee, he didn't want anyone to know where he was. Because he was teaching his followers, he said to them, "The Son of Man will be handed over to people, and they will kill him. After 3 days, he will rise from the dead." But the followers did not understand what Jesus meant, and they were afraid to ask him. Never, ever be afraid to ask God for any unspoken requests. Pray for children in schools and homes and hospitals, for neighbors, all types of illnesses, like aches, kidneys, hearts, eyes, diabetes, police, government officials, a special friend, financial problems, homeless men and women, grieving parents, prison, ladies and gentlemen. Just remember, we don't have to be afraid to ask God to answer any of our prayers or to give us advice. We can call upon him at any time. You may feel forgotten, but like Joseph, we are not. Jesus sits on the right hand of God, and on our prayer reaches the throne of our King without fail, because our Savior is our mediator. Where we feel alone, let's remember with confidence of Jesus' promises to be with us forever. Jesus never abandons or forgets his own. He's always in control behind the scenes. God can reveal his power. Be thankful that he is with us. We have a praise report tonight. A friend of mine had surgery for a block that was in her eye. The doctor went in and took that blister off of that eye. And thank God we got more than 85% of the sight back into the eye. He is working miracles unknown. My cousin in Georgia, her grandson had a flat foot. They went in and they put an arch into that foot, and it has proven to be a success. Isn't it wonderful that God can give us answers through medical opportunities? He does not put a spirit of fear, but of power and love and into our sound mind. God is a God. as we celebrate the Easter week, this coming week and next week. Just remember, don't be afraid to ask him for anything. He is a giver. He's a lover. He's our own homecoming king. And we will see him one day. Thank you for listening to God's Favorite Radio Program. And remember to call someone and let them know on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. and on Friday nights, Victorious Living at 7 p.m. Again, that number is 714, area code 409-0578. We thank you for listening, and may God bless you as you prepare for this week. And let somebody know not to be afraid to call on God, because he answers prayers. Sister Vivian.
Thank you so much, Sister Biden. Thank you so much, my co-host. Bless you. Tonight I want to talk about three ways Satan attacks us, the main three ways. Now, there are many other ways, but we are celebrating this week, the Passover week, as Sister Biden just said, the coming up to the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And many will get caught up in many things this week. And Satan is waiting to attack us, to take our mind off of what the main purpose of this week is. This is called the Holy Week, when Jesus went to the cross for your sins and my sins and paid for it on the cross, died for us. But he didn't stay in a cold grave. He got up and he rose again on the third day for you and I. What a mighty God we serve. He rose for our healing. He rose for everything that we may go through. He done paid for it. He done bled for it. He been beaten for it. Everything. We are so blessed, more than we can even ask or think. Our God is an awesome God. Praise God. So we want to talk about three ways Satan attacks. And as we look at the three ways that causes havoc in our lives, no one is above temptation. No one is above the attack of the devil. No attacks of Satan, no temptation comes upon a child of God without the foreknowledge and the permission of God. God allows Satan, praise God, to come in and attack us. Isn't that something? A loving God. But he allowed, if you think about when Job went through his trials, God told Satan, you can go in, but you can't have him. You can attack Job, but you can't have his soul. Praise God. Isn't that awesome? Same for us today. Praise God. Praise God. Satan can attack us, but we have victory in the end. God will give us the victory if we are trusting in him. Praise God. If we just trust in the Lord and don't let the attacks of Satan cause us to want to give up, no, stand strong and be counted for it. And know who's in the battle with you. Praise God. Let's look at a scripture right quick. First, Corinthians chapter 10 and 13. And it says, There has no temptation taken to you, but such is as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are able, but will the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. God will not let anything come upon you that he won't give you the strength to bear it. Praise God. So we're going to look at these three ways, temptations of Satan. Praise God. One of them is the lust of flesh. The other one is the lust of the eyes. And the third is the pride of life. So just look, let's dissect the first one at first and look at the lust of the flesh. We see in so many ways in our children caught up with the things of this world. We see in so many ways that drugs and alcohol and so many things is tempting our children, and they are caught up in it. Praise God. Fame, fortune. They want to wear the best of clothes, the designer clothes, the designer shoes. Truly, Satan attacks them. Sometimes they get in fights over it. We have to look at the way, look at what's going on in our world with our children. The drug wars are so extreme. The drug wars are so extreme. And so much until we are losing our children to the streets of guns, to alcohol. Praise God. So we see that the lust of these things brings havoc in our families, in our children. Praise God. Yes, the devil, he has a way of setting our families up, our children up. Praise God. And he comes to attack in so many ways. Praise God. Money is a big factor. Oh, how much some people will go out to get money. Praise God. Our marriages are being torn apart because of some of these things I just mentioned. If Jesus was tempted, why not us? We are all, as I said before, will be tempted in some way, some area of our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. Temptation is known to come. Praise God. Praise God. But God will not allow you to be tempted no more than you can bear. That's what's so good about it. God knows, oh, the God that you serve, my God, hallelujah. The God that we serve, he knows how much to allow to come into your life. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If Jesus was tempted, why not you? Praise God. Let's look at another scripture. Matthew 4:1 says, praise God. Let's go over there to Matthew 4:1. And it says this, then was Jesus led up by the Spirit, up in the Spirit, into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Oh, my God. Jesus was led up to be tempted of the devil. He was led up. And you know who led him up? The angels. The angels led Jesus up to be tempted by the devil. So I'm saying this to say that God will allow you to be tempted of the devil. But God wants you to be built up in your most holy faith like Jesus was. When Jesus went up there, he denied Satan in every area. So that's when you got to be strong enough to go in there and pray and not give up and go through. Go through all the temptations of Satan. But if you fall, get back up again and keep going. But I pray that you don't fall. You don't have to. And sometimes we do. Because guess what? The Bible says the flesh is weak. The flesh is weak. And that's what we are talking about. This number one is the lust of the flesh. Praise God. And just don't think Satan is going to tempt you one time. No. He's not. You don't think you're going to be tempted one time and you're not going to be tempted anymore? No. This is a life that we live. Praise God. And if you think you're just going to be tempted one time, oh no, the next temptation is going to be greater than the first. Praise God. Satan's not just going to come in there and give you just a little bit of tap. He's going to try to draw sweat and blood out of you. He's going to try to bring you down to your knees. He's going to make you want to shed some tears. He's going to make you want to give up. Praise God. No, he's not going to tempt you one time. And don't think he's not going to come back. He will return. Praise God, he will return. Oh, but he's going to come back. If he has to come back with something stronger, demons heavier. But it's all right. Jesus done paid for it at the cross. Ha ha, glory to God, hallelujah. That's what's so good about it. He can do all he can. But God got your back. Praise God. Let's look at another scripture. Luke 4:13. Ooh, I love this. Luke 4:13. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Do you hear what I said? Satan gonna come back. And he's gonna depart from you for a season. And then he's coming back at you again. Oh, it ain't funny, but it is. That devil know he's wrong for that. But that's his aim, my people. That's his aim. He going to rest for a season. He going to give you a time to think that he's not going to come back for you. But believe me, Satan is coming back. And he's going to attack you so hard that it's going to cause you to reel and rock. But hold on. Joy comes in the morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, God is coming back. Yes, he's going to take care of his children. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Be on your guard. He's coming, and he's going to try you, your family, or whoever that is close, whatever the closest thing to your money. Job lost everything, y'all. Job lost everything. Even his body was full of swords. Get a picture of what it might have been like and what the devil, it won't happen to you like that, but God allowed things to happen to you. You're going to feel like it. Praise God. Hallelujah. It may come through your husband. It may come through your wife. It may come through your children. It may come through someone in the church. It may come through someone who you love the most. But guess what? God will help you if you call upon the name of Jesus. Praise God. This is where our warfare comes in. When we must learn how to warfare in the spirit. We must pray. We really don't have enough prayer going on today. We really need more prayer. in our home and in our churches. Because really, Satan is on the loose. And it's getting worse and worse. Praise God. Even though we have many prayer lines, we still need more prayer. We hit a little prayer there and a little bit there. And we go to church and we pray. And we go thinking we have defeated Satan. No, we haven't. But he's seeking when we are not even listening. He's seeking a way, in a way that he can get in. Satan comes when we are being blessed. He comes in a time of drought. Praise God. He comes when we are weak or when we feel you are strong. Satan comes. Satan is never good to us. Believe me, Satan is never going to give you anything good. He's never good to us. He attacks the young as well as the old. He don't have no respect of person. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we got to know that Satan is on the attack for our lives at all times. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's look at another scripture. Let's look at another one of the lust. Praise God. Let's look at the lust of the eyes. Praise God. Look at Genesis 3 and 6. Praise God. Genesis 3 and 6 says, praise God, praise God. 3 and 6 said, but there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Must not have been my scripture. But anyway, I want to talk about Eve there. Praise God. When Eve looked, I'm talking about the lust of the eyes. Praise God. Think about what your eyes fall upon and how it affects, or how is it affecting? Praise God. Our children of today, our children are looking at things. And sometimes it causes death. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Look how many are going down in pornography today. It's in our church. It's in our children. It's in our home. People are just falling into pornography. Prawns all everywhere. Our school teachers, oh, it hurts me so bad when some of our school teachers have to go to prison. Men in hierarchy are falling because of the lust of the eyes. So this thing don't have no respect to a person. The lust of the eyes is Satan's favorite way to defeat us. Isn't that something? The lust of the eyes, that's Satan's favorite way to get us, is through the eyes. Our eyes want to see everything, don't want to turn our head to nothing. We ought to see. Then this leads into the heart, and we fall into various sins. Sin that God says he hates. Sin that God says he hates. But still, we fall into them. Eve lusted at the tree that God told her not to partake of. She saw it was good, so she wanted to taste it. Why not? If it's good and nothing will happen to me, but God had told her what was going to happen. Isn't this something? Think about it. If God tells you don't do something, then we shouldn't do it. We are so disobedient children. We are his children. But we are so disobedient because we want to taste. We want to see. My God. Eve lusted at that what was good. Then she sold her husband on it. My God, who was the head? But God said, no. We have to learn how to obey God. Disobedience causes us to fall. That's what causes us to fall, disobedience. We want to see things that we shouldn't look at. Why? Because it's pleasing to see. It's pleasing to the eyes, the Bible says. Praise God. Genesis 3 and 6, back again, praise God. 3 and 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree was to be desired and to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave some to her husband with her. And he did eat. See, it causes another one to fall. You done already, she done already fell into it. Now she going to bring her husband down with her. Oh, my God. You see what this thing does? Listen to this lesson. Because of your sin, you're bringing somebody else down with you. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar tonight. In the name of Jesus. We take authority over Satan and every one of his demons that's trying to take our family members out. Praise God, because truly that's what he's trying to do. Let's look at another scripture, Romans 5 and 19. Romans 5 and 19 says, for as many as by one man disobedient, many were made sinners. By Adam and Eve, many was made sinners. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Praise God. Thank God for his righteousness. Thank God for dying for us. Oh, praise God. Do you see what brought sin upon this world? Don't you see what's keeping sin upon this world? Praise God. My God, my God, my God. I am teaching this lesson because we are in the Holy Week. But many things will fall upon us during this week because we'll get caught up into other things instead of praising God this whole week. Romans, another scripture, 5 and 19. Praise God. 5 and 19. Oh, that's the one we just read. Praise God. Praise God. But let's go on now until the last one, which is the pride of life. The pride of life. This whole world is built up on the pride of life. You wouldn't believe it. We all have pride. The world runs on pride. Oh, my God. Are you saying, Sister Vivian, I have pride? Yes. I say we all have pride. We have to look at that's why we can't look at no one else. We have to look at ourselves. This temptation, man is always trying to prove himself. He don't never want to take upon himself where he's wrong. He's always trying to prove himself. He's right. His power. Man wants power. Look at the White House. Who's fighting for the power right now of the White House? Who's fighting over the turf and daring somebody to cross their turf? Power. Power to get more. Power for wealth. Power over everybody to be better than someone else. Power to look better than someone else. Power. Power of the enemy. Can't you see what is going on. It's a fight going on now everywhere in this world over many things. It's a fight going. It's fighting going on. And it's Satan is causing it. Praise God. People want to hold positions in the workplace. They'll get you fired to get your position, power. My God, power. Pride is about I, what I did, what I can do. I, me, mine. Oh, my God. There's two men in the church. I was told they're fighting over where they where they want to put their fence. One man said the man got too much of his land. So he took his, the man had put his fence up. He took and dragged the man's fence down because he said the man come too much over on his property. So there's a fight going on. Two men fighting over whose land is what? My God. Fighting. We have fighting everywhere we turn. God can do with us whatever he wants if we would turn our lives over to him. Praise God. It's about the power one possess. It's about man's superiority. It's about his merit. What he merit, what he done accomplished, what he done done. All this is sick in God's eyes. Because God said man can't get nothing without him. What he done gained all his life, what he done gained in life. Can't y'all see the pride of life in so many areas of our lives today? If we don't put God first, if we don't put God first and let God be God over everything, it's about his own will, man's will. Praise God. Praise God. Man is in a terrible shape right now. Look at Proverbs. Praise God. We're going to go to the scripture right quick. Proverbs 6 and 18. Proverbs 16. 6 and 18. Praise God. Praise God. 16. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, my God. I tell you, this thing, this fight with the devil, if you don't watch yourself, you'll fall right into it. Praise God. These six things do the Lord hate. Yea, seven are abomination unto him. A proud look, lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. And a heart that devises wicked imagination. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. This thing goes in so many areas. A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. Oh, my God. You better look at yourself and see if you are part of any of this stuff when you go back and read these scriptures. Search your life. Don't look at no one else. Jeremiah 49:16 says, praise God, thy terribleness has deceived thee, and the pride of thine heart, O thou that dwellest in the cleft of the rock, that holdest the height of the hill. Though thou shouldest make thy nest as high as the eagle, I will bring thee down from thence, said the Lord. The Lord said he's going to bring you down from all this stuff. Praise God. Well, I'm going to have to cut off here. But I want to tell you, I want to say to you, if Jesus was tempted as he was, and he was tempted in all areas, in all points, surely Satan is going to tempt you. If at where Jesus was tempted, he was brought up and told him that Satan told him to do certain things. And he told Satan to get thee behind me, Satan. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. You better tell Satan to get thee behind you every day and put the blood of Jesus on him and command him to go, because Satan is out to steal, kill, and destroy. The Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance toward you. And may he be gracious to you and give you peace. I pray that you have enjoyed this message leading up to our Savior's and Lord crucifixion. This is Palm Sunday, the week before. And I pray that you will search yourself and don't get caught up into the pride of life this week, but into the praise and honor and glory of God for what he has done for you and I. May you be blessed until this time next week, Resurrection Sunday. I'll be right here with you in Jesus' name. May you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising and your sitting down. May you have plenty. May you have no lack in Jesus' name. Thank you. Be right back here for 7 o'clock on next Sunday night. And with Victorious Living on Friday night for 7 p.m. Praise God with Minister Janice Williams. Praise God. We'll be so glad to have you on. Bye-bye now. Have a good night.